previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Unemployment in South Africa has fallen to 31.9% in the third quarter of the year. That's 1.3 percentage points lower than the second quarter. Business Day reports that 248,000 jobs were created during the period, pushing the number of employed people to 17.1 million. Key sectors driving the growth in jobs: construction, community and social services, and trade. On the downside, industries hard hit included manufacturing, finance, utilities, and transport. One important number: Stats SA has revised how it counts people employed in the informal sector and says that number is now 4 million and worth some 900 billion rand annually. The country has started the first clinical trial for its oral cholera inoculation. It is the first locally developed vaccine in 50 years, a significant milestone, given that less than 1% of the world's vaccines are made in Africa, where infectious diseases are the leading cause of death, especially among young children. If the trial is successful, the BioVac Institute, partially owned by the state, will sell the vaccine from 2028. Recent global outbreaks of cholera have raised demand for the inoculations. And South Africa's biggest private security firm, Fidelity Services Group, has confirmed it's hired bankers to advise on a listing on the JSE. Fidelity CEO Val Bartman has told Bloomberg that Absa, Deutsche Bank, Nedbank and Standard Bank will work on a plan for the IPO. The former rugby star cautioned that the market shouldn't expect to float this year, and he's not able to provide details on the business's valuation. In Parliament this afternoon, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana will deliver his medium-term budget policy statement, the so-called mini-budget. Bloomberg reports he's expected to endorse the proposal to lower the country's inflation target to 3% from its current 3% to 6% range. We're also expecting better-than-forecast tax collection figures, thanks to an increase in taxes flowing from the higher gold price, along with restrained government spending. On the markets, the JSE ended last evening with the All Share Index up 0.3%, the top 40 slightly more. London's FTSE up just under 1%. In New York, the Dow up 1.2% to set another record high, while the S&P 500 closed up 0.2%, the Nasdaq ended down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 0.3%, Hong Kong up 0.8%, Sydney just above flat. The US dollar at 1.16 to the euro, the rand at 17.16 to the dollar, 19.87 to the euro, 22.55 to sterling. Gold back over 4,100, now 4,120. Platinum 1589. Bitcoin just over 103,400. Brent crude oil $65 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.